episode 2 that we'd start again.
He's just his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting, your style team that likes to have a little bit of fun. So let me introduce you to everybody. First up, we have the Baron of Bougie.
Bruce. What's up? What's up? I like that. That makes me very happy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Queen of Satire, Stacey.
Ooh, I'll take it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The Countess of Commentary, Beck.
Oh my gosh.
I like that. Yeah.
Hey, what's yours?
And I'm Lady P.
Okay.
Proper and polished.
Proper and polished.
Very well.
Oh, no, hang on. Sorry, I got it wrong. Poised and polished.
Poised
Let's do
and
that
polished.
Instead.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like
poised. Poised indeed.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Wow.
Well, I do,
like
unless
that.
You came up with something else for me, Stacey.
Well, I have gone through a lot of different words, and I will tell you that I was going to do the queen of, like, what's the word? You're ubiquitous. Like, you're something unto yourself.
But it's got to be a P.
I know, which is why I didn't
ubiquitous
immediately.
Ubiquitous doesn't begin with a P.
Well, then she would be like, P-U.
You can't do that. So I love the way you introduced. The Baron of Bougie is perfect.
Like, the only person probably out there that does not take it as an insult.
Absolutely.
It wasn't meant as an insult either, so.
No, of course not.
Not today, anyway.
You can't be bougie and street, so you got to pick. Like, pick
oh, no, you
fence,
can
friend.
Be bougie and street.
He's bougie street.
Aww. You're bougie street. You can totally be bougie and street.
Is that what
Rodeo
Sesame
Drive? Street playing in my head.
Not Sesame Street. Real street. Uh-huh. Speaking of street, hey, Pamela. Hey, Beck, what's happening in the news? In the world
what's
of
the word
fashion?
On the street?
What's the word in the street?
What's the word on the street?
Yeah.
No commentary today, but we're going back to the old reliable TikTok who think that they have broken the code at Zara. So if anyone's ever noticed, when you try and close at Zara, they have little symbols on their tags, little shapes. And so there is an account, it's two sisters, and they claim they've cracked the code. So if you have a square on your label, for example, that now means that it's true to size. If there's a triangle, it means it runs small. And if there's a circle, it means it runs big. Now, some people who work at Zara say, no, that's not true. Some people say, yes, it is true. It actually does impact their the range of clothing. And so the shapes do differentiate between different collections. But most of the people at Zara who actually work there have said that they've found this to be pretty true. So just heads up when you're shopping at Zara, if you
so
try something on.
Circle is what?
A circle means that it runs big.
And a square is?
It runs true to size.
True to size. And a triangle is?
Runs small.
That it runs small.
But is it relative? So,
well,
because Zara sizes and everyone else's sizes are different sizes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were to try on an 8 with a triangle, mm-hmm. it might run smaller than an
10.
8 with a circle.
Okay.
So I guess the moral of the story is, don't feel bad about sizing. It's not the size. It's not the number. It's the way it fits your body.
I got you.
Well, and that tracks that they're denying that it has to do with the individual pieces, but that within Zara, there's all these different like lines, we'll say, and that a particular line would run like big or small or whatever.
I tried on a pair of Zara joggers one time, size 38. And I'm not at 38. They were still a little tight, but I couldn't go up any further. So I'm like, so what is that telling me?
Wow.
This jogger's not for you?
Yeah. Yes.
Try something else.
Yes.
It wasn't cut for you.
It wasn't How's cut that? For me. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It wasn't cut for me. It was a little bit small and short. So.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. Eric, have you ever worn anything from Jogger? I mean, from Zara?
I had a Zara jacket, and it was medium, but it was really snug. And sometimes I'm swimming in mediums.
Right.
But sometimes they're too small.
I know. And I have a couple of Zara jackets, and they're mediums.
Yeah.
And they fit great. So It's really bizarre.
I think we need to pass a law to standardize sizes.
I think
so. Yeah, good luck with that. We've definitely had issues with sizing, like, you know, the vanity sizing, and things have definitely changed from what they used to be. So
I think every store has their own take on what a size should be.
They really do. They really do.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good little hack, actually.
It is.
I appreciate that. I'm consistently picking a large or an extra large. So, you know, that'll help me determine if I'm going to get the large or the extra large.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
I'm here for you, Stace.
Thank you.
You
know,
I'm here for you.
Always
and
good
the
stuff
people.
From In the News, Beck. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And it's great for people like Stacey because she's always want to know what the people think.
I mean, the people want to know. And well, the people are also want to complain about the lines at Zara.
No, well, that's
people.
True.
Yes,
but, hey,
right, so, but we're not going to complain today about that. Right, Pete?
I look forward to the news every week as well. I'm like, okay, what's Beck going to come up with?
I know,
like, there'll
right?
be something I've missed.
Well, I think it was great because it was 3 weeks in a row. She's like, our friends at Balenciaga are at it again.
They've not done anything for a while.
I know.
You know, we'll see.
All right.
Thankfully.
Just wait.
They're counting their money.
They are.
Yeah, I did actually, I was listening to the radio, I think it was last week, and I did hear somebody talking about the, you know, the non-waterproof umbrella.
Right.
I mean, ridiculous.
Or Gucci or whoever it was. I was just like, okay, it's out there in the mainstream. So
the parasol. Yeah.
I know. All right. Hey, P, what are we talking about today?
All right.
Lady
well,
P. Lady P.
This week, Lady P, I don't care. Just call me Pamela. it's guy time.
Yeah.
So last week we had the conversation about, how can you transition your wardrobe into, you know, into the next season? Can you take your clothing? And as usual, we ran out of time and we didn't really touch on the guys. So we figured it was the guys' time. Let's talk about them and whether they can, should, how transition their wardrobe from season to season.
See, it's chivalry. It's always chivalry. It's women go first and then the guys get whatever's left.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Chivalry.
That's okay. Chivalry. But so I'm going to pose the question.
Because I feel bad for men. They don't get enough,
they don't get enough airtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't listen. It's like stopping and asking for directions.
Why there's GPS.
It's a universal truth,
Stacey.
I'm just saying it's a universal truth that, like, men don't want to ask for help.
Eric, is that true?
Kind
of. At least you're honest.
Uh-huh. All right. So we're going to help them anyway.
We're going to help them anyway.
Yes, we're going to help them anyway.
So how are you posing it?
Well, let's ask Bruce a question first, as he is one of the two males in the room and has supposedly some inside knowledge on this.
Allegedly.
We talked about this with women, obviously. Yeah, air quotes. Depends on how bougie he's feeling. Is it easier for men to transition their wardrobe from season to season? Do they typically transition? Or are we finding, Beck and I know the answer to this question, but we're asking it so that the people can hear it. Do men traditionally or on the whole not bother with the whole season, and have their wardrobes be more seasonless?
Yeah, it's interesting. We get this a lot from our male clients, and understanding kind of when we start talking to them about these different seasons, they're like, oh, you mean I can't wear that all year round? It's like, no, you can't wear a burgundy merino sweater all year round. Or,
I'll tell Pete.
Can you tell Pete? No, the burgundy quarter zip merino sweater. Okay. It may be cold, but burgundy is definitely a color that you wear in more fall, winter. So we had this conversation about how to transition. I was actually meeting with some buddies the other day, and believe it or not, this conversation came up because a couple of them were wearing things that were a little bit more wintry.
But it's interesting when we go into a client's closet. If we go into a client's closet, and it's a woman, we'll see that she generally has twice the closet space, no matter how big the closet
right,
is.
Right, absolutely.
And inherently, there's an understanding of sort of seasonal things, or it's divided into different things. And then, you look over at the men's closet and it's sort of like one area.
Yes.
Hanging stuff and pants, whatever. And, and when we go into a male client's, it's like, okay, and where's your other stuff? And they're like, what do you mean?
That's it. Okay, so what, and you guys, we've all been there. The inevitable gene that's in every man's closet is a medium wash jean.
Light wash.
Mm-hmm. Medium to light wash.
I didn't say light wash. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a medium to a lighter wash jean. And they wear it all year round. But there are other things to wear.
What?
Okay. So let's talk about that then. So let's talk about the medium wash jean, which we traditionally or typically think of as being something that's for the warmer months, right? Mm-hmm. How can a guy take that medium wash and winterize it? So we know the answer.
Right, right.
Because this is all about, you know, can you? And we talked about it last week that there are certain ways that, you know, women can take certain elements of their clothing and move it into fall, winter or into spring, summer. But, you know, and we gave a few tips. So let's do that.
The medium wash jeans and wear a turtleneck fisherman's knit sweater.
There you go. With what kind of shoe?
With probably like a chukka boot a boot.
Okay.
Nice.
So take that same medium wash jean and bring it into the season, spring.
Well, so I'm going to take off the turtleneck fisherman knit sweater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I hear Beck's like,
Oh, please don't. Not yet.
Give that woman a job.
She's like, well, can I take it off?
And I do love me a turtleneck.
Right? And then maybe, okay, I'm letting my preppy show. And then maybe I'm going to do a button up and a pair of white sneakers.
Okay. There you go. I like that. Or a Henley, you know.
Or a Henley.
Yeah. It would be work really nice. And then you actually could take the medium wash and instead of doing white sneakers, you actually could put it on more of with a cognac sneaker as well. And always match the shoe with the belt.
Okay. So.
And by white sneaker, you're not talking about a New Balance dead sneaker necessarily.
No,
you're talking
about
like a Stan Smith or something.
An athleisure versus an athletic.
Yes. Right, right.
Yes,
I like that.
Exactly. Okay.
Athleisure versus athletic.
Thank you.
That's right.
End up having to transition and go to break, I feel like it feels very specific to suggest for winter months, the Chris Evans fisherman knit turtleneck sweater. So, Pamela, what would be another way to winterize that wash?
The medium wash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think any substantial sweater. I mean, we all know that Beck's a big fan of the turtleneck, but layering, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then thinking about the color with that medium wash. So you wouldn't necessarily want to do, like Bruce talked about, burgundy earlier, but, you know, maybe think about a charcoal gray with those medium wash to bring it a little bit more tonal. You could then put a black boot on with that to make it a little heavier for the season. Layering quarter zip sweaters with t-shirts underneath that just add, you know, more heft to it, but it doesn't have to be, you know, if you're not somebody that likes chunky, then you don't have to do it, but layering is key. Or maybe taking a denim shirt with those medium wash jeans and layering a merino wool sweater over the top of it in an autumnal color.
Right.
Or
something underneath of it. So like the V-neck or a Henley or something like that underneath of it, it's already a heavier denim shirt.
Right. And then think about your jackets. You know, don't always necessarily run for the puffy jacket. Maybe consider a moto or a bomber jacket to add the layers outside. You know, if you're not somebody that wants to wear a sweater, layer in a different way, a vest with a shirt underneath it. But keeping the colors softer rather than doing like a black with a medium wash, because then it's the same principle with men and women. You're cutting yourself off if you do that lighter bottom with a really dark top. So try and soften up the color on top if you're going to wear the medium wash jean.
And we talk a lot about if you do a charcoal gray sweater and then the medium wash jean, and then you were to put on like a navy coat or something as the layering piece, then you're keeping it tonal on the inside and layering on the outside.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Should we take a break?
Let's take a quick break.
So you're listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting. We're talking about men's styles and fashions. How can we transition pieces through multiple seasons? We'll be right back.
Do you feel challenged by the thought of getting ready every day? Want to make a great first impression, but don't feel your wardrobe represents who you really are? Does the thought of trying to find great clothing that fits your body and lifestyle have you overwhelmed? Michael Bruce Image Consulting is a premier image consulting company that can help you get your style back on track. Contact them at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or call them at 425-214-4155 and start that that conversation today.
Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting. During the break, Bruce was asking Eric what he's wearing, and I'm like, do not throw my Eric under the bus.
I love what Eric's wearing today. I asked him about it, and I said, hey, you know, is this something that you wear all year round? He's like, no. I'm like, well, talk about the transition. So there you go. Eric, you know, like, what are you wearing today?
I've got a navy cardigan, a light blue collared shirt, and some black jeans, black Oxfords, black belt.
I love that he's doing the blue and black.
Yes.
With the lighter wash, but that light denim chambray shirt. And I think it looks super, super fresh. So,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're looking good today, bro.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Likewise. Give yourself a round of applause.
I just want to go back to really quick to what Stacey was saying before the break, too, about, you know, sort of taking the navy and the charcoal. It's sort of the same as what we were talking about with women last week. You still want to balance your top and your bottom. You don't want to have something, you know, charcoal with then like something really light, like a cream. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of want to balance out your top and your bottom. So that goes true for men and women.
We call that Lego blocking.
Absolutely. Like I have traditionally, I've had this pant that I only wear in the winter, spring, the fall, winter, only. And last week when we were having this conversation, I'm like, and I saw Beck's picture on Instagram, I'm like, I think I can do that. So it gave me pause to think, like, I need to take my camouflage pant and bring it into the season. So today I'm wearing my gray camouflage jean, wearing it with a light off-white sneaker, put it on with a light gray linen kind of textured hoodie, and my medium to light wash denim jacket.
So I will take a picture of you and we will show people. You can check
it
out
really
on
like it.
Michael Bruce IC. It's a good look.
Yeah.
Okay.
And instead of doing a white belt, I kept my belt tonal, kept it gray to go along with the
jeans. That's a good question. Yeah. So if you're wearing white, you know how the whole rule, like Eric mentioned, he's wearing black Oxfords and a black belt.
Right.
So if you're wearing white sneakers, then, and let's say, I don't know, you're the average American male that doesn't have a white belt.
Right.
What belt do you wear?
You can do brown. So if you're, it depends. I also think it depends on the bottoms.
Okay.
So it depends on the bottom. And oftentimes with a white belt, with the white shoes, depending on the bottom, I'll just go tonal. Whatever the bottom is that I'm wearing, I just keep it tonal.
Okay.
I would say the same thing. Because if you think about, you know, if you were wearing, let's say it's a charcoal, you know, it's gray and you put a white belt on with that, you're delineating the waistline there, right? So it might be something that you don't actually want to do. It might not be, you know, the best thing to do that. So keeping the belt tonal with your trousers might be the better way to go rather than matching it with your shoe. And we talk about this all the time. There are style rules, but they're not finite, right? So they can be bended, you know, bended. That was really bad.
Isn't there a song, bended knee?
I don't know. Bend it like Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham. Yes, thank you, Boys to Men.
There you go. See?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Put that on the playlist. Go pee.
But yeah, so, you know, thinking about what are you going to do? Are you going to chop yourself off by putting a belt on that actually matches your shoes when it comes to more casual dressing? When we talk about shoes and belts with more formal attire, like, you know, shirts and trousers and suits, then I think you have to keep it a little bit more in line with the, you know, belt and shoe match.
Yeah, for sure. The dressier version.
Yeah, but sneakers, you know, when you're talking about sneakers, it's kind of a different animal when it comes to style. So, you know, just thinking about what you're wearing, what's, you know, what the bottom is, what the top is, kind of line it up with that as opposed to the shoes if it's, you know, a white sneaker.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another question.
Oh, go.
Remember last week we talked about, for women, we talked about denim jackets and the different colors, you know, and how it can go from white to light to medium to ultra dark.
Right.
So for guys who maybe are not going to have that depth in their closet of choices, what then would you recommend? And would that then be multi-season?
So I wear my dark, so I'm probably one of the only guys that has as many denim
let's
jackets.
Pretend we're not talking about
We're not talking about me, but if there's one jacket, it would probably be a darker to medium.
Okay.
Wash, for sure. If there's any denim jacket that you're going to have. Eric, do you have a denim jacket?
I do.
You do. Is it dark or is it medium?
It's dark.
It's a dark wash.
Yep.
So I will wear my dark wash denim jacket, believe it or not, all year round. You know, I do wear it all year round. Just because it's dressier. I like it. You know, sometimes I wear it almost like a blazer and put a shirt and tie with it.
Okay.
What about if it's like 30 degrees outside? Are you putting a coat over the denim jacket?
So if it's cold outside, then I do not wear my denim jacket and then put a coat over top of it. So I will find other pieces to wear besides
that,
my denim.
Yeah, because if it's really cold, I mean, there's just better fabrication for cold. Yeah, like
denim's just not
warm.
It's not warm. It's just not warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can layer it all you want, but it's like, I'm still cold.
Yeah.
But I think it, like you alluded to there, if it was a choice, and I think, you know, if a guy is considering whether he's buying a denim jacket and what he wants to do, whether it's medium or dark, I think you also need to consider what is your lifestyle, right? So if you're somebody that is completely casual, then the medium wash jacket is probably the right way to go, or, you know, year round, because, you know, the darker the wash, you can make it more dressy. But if you're not somebody that really lends itself towards that dressier aspect, if that's not authentically who you are, then go with a medium, because you really can wear that all year round too.
I think the challenge with the medium is if you're a guy that likes medium wash jeans, then a darker denim jacket probably would be better.
Well, as long as the two denims aren't the same, you know, we do talk about that as well. As you know, we don't want the, you know, the Canadian tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Canada. They're so nice.
Yeah. I know.
We love our friends up north.
Yeah, we do. But but you know, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a guy or a woman. It's, you know, you want the two washes to be slightly different.
Right,
you don't want
them
to completely mash. So
look what happened to Justin and Brittany. Back in the 90s. Sorry.
Squirrel.
Well, I was picturing Meghan Markle. She was just photographed at a polo match wearing denim and denim, and she looked dynamite. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really is a kind of a fresh look.
It's got to be purposeful.
You know, darker
when
shorts,
you do,
lighter top.
When you do denim on
action.
Denim, definitely has to be a purposeful. Yeah. It has to be a purposeful look, for sure. Here's another one to think about for guys is fabrication's weight of pants. So for us in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, it doesn't get warm until much later, you know, in the season. So fabrics like corduroy or moleskin or a heavy twill, how do you transition, or should you put those away?
I think that's a little bit tougher. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're definitely, again, it's going to depend on your style aesthetic to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. You know, last week we talked about, you know, if somebody has that boho sensibility, you know, transitioning that into the fall winter. But if you're somebody that has a little bit more of that, I want to say, and I don't mean this in a negative way, that kind of professor vibe, you know, that kind of studious vibe about your style, then maybe you can transition that corduroy a little bit further into the season. But it is fairly hefty.
Yeah.
I mean, even the baby cord, you know, it has a thickness to it that you're probably going to be uncomfortable with. So, I mean, you can, again, it's all about what you pair it with tonality wise and everything else, but you might be a little bit warm and sweaty.
Yeah. And for myself, I actually, and you guys know, I like wearing high tops. I like wearing boots. So it's really taking all of my darker boots, which is a bummer because I love my black boot, but I just can't wear it this time of year, you know, because it's just too heavy. You know, my black, my chocolate brown, those
Absence
kind of boots.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
What'd you say?
But I think
I can't wait to wear them.
I think, Bruce, what you do really well, and I think could work for a lot of guys who do, like Rob has a pair of black boots that he adores, and he's always like, can I wear them yet? Can I wear them yet?
Right.
What I haven't considered for him is maybe replacing him with a pair, like you've got the Tims that are the high tops that are sort of the equivalent of a, and I'm using air quotes here, but like a summer boot,
where
it's a lighter color, a lighter fabrication, you know, not quite as clunky looking. And so I think that's a good style for somebody who does like that look of a boot and feels more comfortable, or like Stacey said earlier, like a chukka boot, you know, finding that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Like I have that tan desert boot that I have that I literally does not get enough play in my wardrobe.
There's only so many days in a week.
Not that I have a lot of shoes, but
no, we know that's not true.
We know that I don't have a lot at all.
Exactly. Is his wife listening?
What are you talking about?
Question for you then, Bruce. You know, given that we've had this conversation last week and again this week about, you know, reimagining your wardrobe, do you think that, you know, even as stylists, we, you know, we're always reevaluating our own style and what mm-hmm. we're doing. You know, is this giving you pause to kind of rifle through your wardrobe again and see, is there, you know, there's something that you can take out there, you know, and this is something that maybe all guys should do. If you are somebody that, you know, separates out your wardrobe, mm-hmm. It's not likely, because like we've said before, most guys just kind of lump it all together and nothing wrong with that. But you know, is it making you rethink things other than your camo jeans today?
It is. There's actually another pair of pants that I only wore a couple times during the season that I really liked because they were new and fresh. And it was this chocolate brown traveler I got from Banana Republic. When I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, he actually happens to have the same pant. He was wearing it so cool. I was like, I liked the way he was wearing it. He was wearing it with a white sneaker, a white t-shirt, you know, Henley. And then he had on this lighter blue bomber with it. I'm like, dude, you just slipped that pan into the season.
Hey.
And I think I'm going to bite that look.
Nice. Sometimes yeah. it's better to be lucky than good.
Absolutely. And I have a blue bomber that I could rock that with.
So do.
I think uh-huh. I'm going to try that. So that was really cool. I put all that stuff away and I'm going to bring a few of the things back.
Nice.
I think it's a good way also to, you know, shop your own closet, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that a lot. Things that you think, okay, I can't wear that again now till end of September, October, but maybe you're feeling a little kind of stayed with the stuff that you have for the spring, summer season. You know, grab something out there and say, okay, let's have some fun with this and reimagine it in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there you go. Something for the guys today.
So basically, if it's lighter and brighter mm-hmm. is what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Again, as a reminder, everyone, if you have any questions or you'd like to connect with us, or maybe you want to work with us, maybe you need more of us in your life. Well, that is easy. Just go to Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
We need
Consulting.
More MBIC.
Uh-huh. Go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com and connect with us. You can fill out a personal style assessment. We'd love to meet with you. You can also follow us on social media. It is Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.